Trippie Redd, Machine Gun Kelly, new album. Don't mind it. I don't mind it. You know, because they're trying to do that sad boy emo shit. Man, come on, man. The people just faking that shit. I'm like, bro, people can't. I already spoke about that motor podcast. But I don't have an issue with that. I made one emo song. That was when it was at its peak. The song was called, you know, When the Sky Cries. And that's the only song I made. Other than that, my nigga, I got these pieces of Lil Kanuki, who just dated Lil Nas X and a Lil Xan. I have a song with her, but she was flaky with her features. So I stopped asking for features. The niggas be flaky with their features. You know what I mean? Like, if I like, for real, they do. Like, these big artists, that's why I don't ask for big artists to do features. I just don't. I mean, big to a point where they're not mainstream, A-list, like, they're the underground. So it's like, whatever. And trust me, you all underground rappers like me. If I was an A-list rapper, all this, yo, you need to work on your mixing, that wouldn't even be in existence. Because I'm an A-list rapper, I'm famous, so the mixing doesn't mean shit. It goes back to what I'm talking about. Because in post exchange, all the thing I heard was, oh, your mixing's gonna be like this. This song right here, man, I don't know if this is gonna be able to make the Billboard charts as if I'm promoting this song to be on the Billboard charts. Not every song you upload on SoundCloud, on Spotify, meant for the fucking charts. Most of us are not trying to be chart toppers. The only reason, that's the problem, I blame DJ Academic, I blame Anthony Santano, I blame all of these influencers that influence these fans to think like this. They think the cool way to think is not. Because now you're watering down the art, and now your expectations is every time you're an artist on SoundCloud, because there's so many bad SoundCloud artists out there, so you don't lump me into them, or lump me in the same box with them. Because, oh, you're mixing the sound. The whole point of SoundCloud, which I do like, is that artists can make what the fuck they want to make. The whole point is to not try to compete with the industry. That's what SoundCloud was about. Now you got SoundCloud being controlled by the industry, because at one point it was mainstream, it was cool, and everyone they fucking mom had a SoundCloud account because it was trendy. They're not making music any fucking more. They're just, they only made like probably two or three songs, and that was it. They don't make no more music no more. Now, they're so controlled by the industry. You got these outsiders who do music reviews and all that shit. They got industry connections, whatever. And then now, they come over here in the SoundCloud world, who was supposed to be underground, digging and looking for rappers, for artists to not just be themselves. You can't really be yourself. They want you to have pop appeal. And they say that about everybody. You have to have pop appeal. You have to have pop appeal. You have to be able to, you know, make charts, like make you for the charts. No, nigga, that's not what everyone does. And the only reason why they try to pick particular artists is they need to do that shit, because they see the potential. They want me to be the next Kendrick, the next Cole, the next Drake. They want me to pursue that. I'm like, nigga, that's not what I'm going to do. Not what I want to do. And they'll keep on going back and forth, trying to fight it back, but you're not supposed to fight back. That's my opinion. Like, fuck you. I know how you niggas think. I know how you fans think. You're going to say, whoa, your mixing sounds ass and rough. You should be clear. And you're not using a bunch of metaphors and double off. You're not using a bunch of, you know, your rhymes are too simple. Yeah, because God forbid if I make them too complex, make them easy for you to understand. I don't know what's up with fans saying that shit. Okay, if you tell me that maybe for the charts, for the pop charts, why would you want my shit to be hard to understand? They always pick the chord, not the verse. But you know, fans like this. about Diesel Touchdown, the dude with all those spikes in his face. This group is, hey, yo, Diesel Touchdown is very unique, bro. I fuck with Diesel Touchdown. He's dope. I fuck with him. He's very dope. And it's like, and people are like, oh, but why do these rappers kind of look so weird? That's his image. You gotta stand out, right? But it's not just that. Dude has a unique talent. Now, I fuck with Diesel Touchdown. He's fire. I fuck with a couple of his songs, and I'm like, yo, this dude is very unique. But it's funny. When you're an underground rapper, you're like, but Tizo Touchdown's not underground. This fool has had songs with Tyler, Creator. He's not underground. Understand what underground is. Underground is when no one fucking knows you. You know what I mean? So, not the case. So, it's this. Dude has been trying to for a while. He got some connections and blew up. I don't know why people think he got connections. He was anything planned, but let's be real. How fans are, how they called it. Killer Mike and Industry Plant, which means that term is completely dead now. Because if y'all don't know, that nigga been in the game for that long and finally got his, you know, just dudes. Hey, that's why I don't take people online seriously. When they say, that's why that term is dead. I mean, Industry Plant. That's like saying, I've been doing this for like a long, 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 long time. And then I blow up. And then I start on the world and all. And I start getting this more right. You know, the only way how that shit would make any sense if I had a song with Boldy James, or a song with Roger Marciano. Oh, or not a pirate. Oh, okay. Or Girl Sweatshirt. Oh, okay. We see you in the underground. But see, if I end up, because keep in mind, those underground rappers also got connections. So if those connections come up and like, and this person knows Tyler Creator or knows someone else and they fuck with my shit, they gotta fuck with your shit for real. They ain't just money. And I do a song with Tyler's new album or something, then guess what? I'm right there. We will fuck with it. And it's like, oh, you know? But like I told you, the rules have changed now. Niggas just want my logic, man. Good for you. Diesel Touchdown is cool, but you know how fans are, because that's old head. Man, I hate this new generation of rap. Why is he dressed like that? Because y'all care more about the look of the fucking music. And I bet you, niggas saw how Diesel Touchdown looked and said, nope, I ain't fucking with this nigga music because I'm pissed off how he looks. I gave this fool a try, because I'm not stupid like that. I don't go off your look. If anything, sometimes it is the opposite effect. It makes you want to listen to his music because of how he looks. That's why people do that. If I look like a plain old motherfucker with a do-rag and a fucking like dreads and a white tee, are you gonna be more inclined to listen to a fucking nigga dressing like that? No, you're not. Because it's a regular guy, you're gonna expect regular lyrics. His lyrics are not even that mind-blowing. And why do fans do that? Like, keep in mind, bro, my song, what's that fucking song I sent to Repost Exchange? But we know Repost Exchange is fucking stupid. Just to see something. And everything that I confirmed that was gonna happen, it happened. But it was mostly the, oh, your lyrics don't touch my soul, or sometimes your bars are not as, you know, they're simplistic, which is not. Because niggas be expecting you to use big words. Keep a fucking mind, dog. Fans are weird. Because if I use big words, not big words, just other, like basically use a thesaurus and look up words, the same words that you would normally use, but you use it. But the thing about it is you're rapping, so you have to use those words within the fucking time of the beat, so it won't, you know, overlap. So if I were to sit there and use, like, not use layman terms, use big words and rap, mind you, you're telling me to make pop music. So using big words are words that are intellectual. You can't do that, because guess what? The average listener does not give a fuck about big fucking words. Y'all say it all the fucking time with fucking lyrical rap. All because you say a lot of big words don't mean you're saying something. So when I dumb the shit down and say some simplistic shit, because we know y'all don't like that, I wish that you added more more words. I wish that you added more lyrics. I wish that you shut the fuck up. That's how people get depressed, bro. Trying to live up to people's expectations. They want you to live up to their expectations. They see a little bit of fucking, you know, a little bit of potential in you, and they want you to live up to it. If you trust me, when you're on SoundCloud, you're gonna forever be put in a position where you're good, but you will never be as good if you don't mix your vocals and make it like, keep in mind, this is underground. This is the SoundCloud. This is underground. These niggas want you to compete with the industry. We're fucking retarded. So it's like, what the fuck are we doing? Like, nigga, I am not gonna fucking compete with these niggas. They're like, bro, you got the potential. Nah, it doesn't matter. A lot of artists that got potential. Y'all care about numbers. If a motherfucker doesn't blow up in your face, fuck them. Right? That's how you feel. If you're a rapper that you don't know, who the fuck is this rapper? Who the hell is he? They call you trash because they don't fucking know who the hell you are. You go through this little fucking phase where fans will hate the fuck out of you. It's like, no, the hookah has to be in this to make you good, my nigga. No, we don't know you. We're gonna have to hate you, like high school. We gonna hate you. We ain't gonna fucking like your ass until like the fucking 11th or 12th grade. Cause now we're used to you. We're not used to you. It's just weird, cause I make the most fucking basic boom bappy rap shit anyone can. It's familiar. Like I tell you, bro. When fans talk about how we want originality, no the fuck you don't. You want something that's somewhat familiar. That's why we used to a unique artist, they have to be a blend, whether it be a producer, whether it be a rapper. They have to be a blend of at least two artists that you know. If they have their own unique sound where you can't pinpoint where the sound comes from, you ain't gonna like it. You're not gonna like it. Hell, fans on SoundCloud even encourage artists to sound like somebody else. Because if you sound too different to them, guess what? We don't know you. But then at the same time, where's the art to take risks? You pick and choose. Like, Kendrick can fucking take risks all day long. Yeah, fans will hate it because he's the old you. But nigga, you can't be remembered making the same shit. See, Rock Marciano is going to be remembered because he was the one that pretty much popularized rapping over, you know, drums with no beats with no drums, even though that's been around. I don't know why fans hate that shit now. I mean, that's been there. This is just Wu-Tang's Iron Flag album. That's been there. But I don't listen to it, but people don't listen. What is what the fuck it is? Why are we here with that?